Hello, hello. How's everybody? Nice to see ya. You bring the voice down just a little bit, I think. Nice to be back here at the Blues Kitchen. Okay. Thank you.
what you gonna do for me? And mama don't laugh, no.
All you very kind friends, and the rest of you. Thank you.
through all she can do now, so leave it. All she can do, searching back, turn her back on you. Nobody treats you like a mother can. But they did her own. Father did her the best he can now, somebody did. Father did her the best he can now, somebody did. Father did her the best he can. So many things he can't understand. Nobody treats you like a mother can. But they did her own.
Goes out to my man, the late, great James T. Model Ford, wherever he is. A lunatic, if there ever was one. That's why we love him. Told me when I was 15 years old that I'd be sitting up in London playing music when I was 52. I wouldn't have believed you. I'd say, yeah, out of here. But yeah, so it's been a fun journey. You know, I don't mean the one I took yesterday on the airplane, but I mean life in general, people, you know. This is a song I wrote back in the 20th century. I was inspired by a friend of mine, a guy I got to call a friend, you know. In the time that I got drafted into the big leagues to start touring around playing music, I met a lot of guys who I would consider legends, you know. And one of them was a musician named Henry J. Townsend. Not to be confused with one Peter Townsend, but Henry recorded in like 8 or 9 decades, man, in the 20th century or whatever, you know. He was born in 1909 in a place called Shelby, Mississippi, which is about 15 miles south of where I live in Memphis. And he ran away from home when he was 8 years old, moved upriver to a place called Cairo, Illinois, and met a guy named Henry Spaulding who taught him how to play the guitar. And Henry said he thought he got so good at it, he decided to move up to St. Louis, Missouri, where he stayed for the next 80 years or so, playing music, and made his first records when he was like 19 years old or something, you know. But like I say, they were a big influence on me when I first heard him. I was like, wow, man, this blows Robert Johnson and all them guys right out of the water. So at some point, I got to meet Henry, and we became fast friends for for most of the late 90s through 2006. He passed away in 2006 at the age of 96 years old. So anyway, and I'll play this song. I was kind of inspired by him. Biggest compliment anybody ever gave me about playing music was Henry Towns, and said, "You know, that kind of sounds like me." So, yeah, here we play it for you. I'll do a couple of songs for you, a couple of Skip James numbers, I guess. This first one is a thing I did a few years ago back for a documentary. I guess they call it a documentary. I don't know what the hell it was. A documentary called Martin Scorsese Presents the Blues or some damn thing like that. And they were doing a little segment about the life of Skip James and his music, and asked me to play this tune, which I did. And turns out a young man from up in Ireland was watching, a guy named Andrew Hozier. Y'all might have heard of these days, I don't know. Turns out he was watching and got a hold of this song, so he's been playing it. And I got to play it with him, actually, not long ago. What was that? Jazz Fest in New Orleans. Oh, Illinois, I believe.
Boy, put a baby in hand, tell wanna lay.
String. See if we still got all the tools left. We have this newly formed agency in the USA. Part of the new security called the TSA. And they like to steal stuff.
Silly store.
Damn, things were going so good, weren't they? Well, it's all going to hell now. Wish me luck. Well, the problem is trying to thread the needle here. The middle-aged eyes.
I'm just about out.
Now the kids like to have these string ends hanging out and everything. They think it makes it look punk rock. It don't. Put your eye out, kid. As we say, put your eye out. You guys want me to finish that song?
Yeah. All right, I'll do that.
It was going so damn well, anyway. Thanks for your patience, by the way. There are people that think that if you break a string, you don't. It's because you don't know what you're doing. That's somewhat right. But thank you. All right, all right. Thank you, thank you. Change this tune up a little bit. Do a little thing for you. Do a little in the saddle medley for you. A couple months back ago, I was asked to participate in a program in my nation's capital, Washington, D.C., at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. It's a celebration for the 125th anniversary of the birth of one Hootie Leadbetter, also known as Leadbelly. Right on. So I was glad to go. I had a few Leadbelly songs up my sleeve that I've been doing the last 20 years or so. And I was more than happy to lay them out up there, you know. So the producers of the show started asking everybody which songs they were gonna do, and I turned in my list, and they were like, these songs are all taken. What, man? You know, who does these, man? Nobody does these damn songs, you know? And it turns out one Robert Plant had taken all the damn songs that I was gonna play, you know? So we got up there. I got up there to the rehearsal, and he's standing there with a cup of something. It wasn't tea.
Well, Alvin, how you doing, mate?
You took all my songs, mother. No, it wasn't like that. But so he apologized for taking all my songs and dedicated one to me and stuff, you know. And at the end of the night, we all got out and did like a sing along, you know. So. If you'd have told me when I was 15 years old, but I'd have been at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts singing Leadbelly songs with Robert Plant, I'd have told you to kiss my ass. But it really happened. But anyway, I'm gonna do this one now because he ain't here.
Come a cow, you can come a cow, yeah.
cow, cow, get the cow, 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 you can get it down. The boys had it all in for a man on the outskirts of town, yeah. They done made them horses drunk. They done made them 45 drunk. And the boy, they done got drunk. A lot of drunk. All around the man's house, them horses was a walking. Them 45 was a talking. And the boy sung the best regard, and it sounded like this. I'll catch a fight, oh, all around. Let that doggone shack burn down. Oh, cow, cow, get it, come on, cow, cow, get it, yeah. Oh, cow, cow, get it, come on, cow, cow, get it, yeah. Oh, the greatest battle was ever on Bunker's Hill. Oh, the greatest battle was ever on Bunker's Hill. Buffalo Bill, yeah. Come on, cow, cow, get me. Come on, cow, cow, get me, yeah, yeah. Come on, cow, cow, get me. Come on, cow, cow, get me, yeah, yeah. Come on, all you cowboys, say, don't you want to go? Yeah. Come on, all you cowboys, say, don't you want to go? I know you want to go. Meet the Lone Ranger on the trail to Mexico. Oh, cow, cow, get it, come on, cow, cow, get it, yeah. Oh, cow, cow, get it, come on, cow, cow, get it, yeah. Oh, cow, cow, get it, come on, cow, cow, get it, yeah. Oh, cow, cow, get it, come on, cow, cow, get it, yeah.
No damn use to meet me in up here, is it? What the hell am I doing? I'll do one more here and take a little break. I got some 45 RPM discs up here if y'all would like to purchase one and take it home with you. My new hit single. I'm gonna do a Charlie Patton song. That's not Shake and Break It, but you probably know it. If you know Charlie Patton, sound like you do. Do this one here. I first heard about Charlie Patton when I was 13 years old. Me and my brother Rick were hanging out with one of my uncles in Mississippi. And my brother was asking about the musicians he might have seen when he was young, throwing out a bunch of names, and my uncle was like, nope, never heard of him, never heard of him. And then he said, what about Charlie Patton? And all of a sudden, if our uncle had been like a hound, his ears would have straight up, what, you know. Charlie Patton, I never heard of the guy at that point in time, but I saw how excited our uncle was about it, you know. So, wow, I gotta check this guy out. He must be pretty badass, you know. So when I got home, I got Charlie Patton record from the library, and I put it on. And I was like, this? But then what happened was like, you train your ears after a while, you train your ears to listen to the music through the what we call scrambled eggs. You know, so after about 5-10 listens, it started to sink in. I was like, oh yeah, this, man, you know. So I'll try and do this one for you. Thank you.
Fish was floating.
one guy. Wanna run to the store from the mother. World of pain. So they say. Watch your mouth, yeah. Don't you shout. Even talk without knowing. Future made. You understand. Don't care to the world, yeah. But I came and I sold. Hey.
Tune from the 30s. That was a guy named Joe McCoy. He was called Kansas Joe, but he was not from Kansas, actually. And Phil McCoy played in just about every string band, jug band in Memphis in the 20s, 30s. I think he's most famous for being the guitar partner of the Memphis Mini. Mr. Memphis Mini. And of course, the two of them together were on fire like David Lee Roth, 1977. And this old Joe McCoy tune I'm gonna do about "I Wonder When I Can Get Back Home." Get back home.
get back home. So many days I done traveled wayside and moaned. So many days I done traveled wayside and moaned. Get back home.
Another show, man. You guys got to twist their arm to get the band back up in here. You know what I'm saying? Right? Thank you.
pretty mama said, smoke's that lightning, spell that shine like gold. Said I found my baby laying on a cooling bow. Got that hurts for lonesome mama, rolling for your dough. Well, don't you have a talking, pretty mama said, don't that hurt for lonesome baby, rolling for your dough. Crying, she gone and won't be back no more.
This is an unhappy little ditty. I specialize in unhappy little ditties. This is an unhappy little ditty, an American horror story. Basically about back in 1864 when life was tough. This is a story of a horse thief turned serial killer. You all have heard of the name Jesse James, right? Well, this is a tale of his wartime mentor. I'm gonna say, like, went from an unknown horse thief to a serial killer, kind of used the convenience of a civil war to mask his criminal activity. And this is the tale of Bloody Bill Anderson. I wrote this song for an outfit called the South Memphis String Band. I'll play this song. Yeah, they suck.
But I'm gonna play it anyway. So. I got a lot of mileage out of this song. If you'd have told me when I was 15 years old but I'd be getting this much mileage out of this song. So I kind of picked up on this song when I was it's the late teens, probably listening to Booker White record, and parallel development thing, whatever. My cousin is a cattle rancher in Mississippi. So back in the 80s, I guess it was in the 80s or somewhere. Yeah, I was in the U.S. Coast Guard at that point in time, working on the Mississippi River. And on my days off, weekends off, I would go back up to my family home, a place called Carroll County, Mississippi, where my cousin is a cattle rancher. So I used to help him in the winter time, when it's time to feed the cows there. We gotta call them over to where the hay is, and the way you do that there is a woo! And they come running. You don't believe me. Give me 5 minutes. And we had a stampede of them. So, that worked pretty well. I started, woo! Cows started running. So one day the light bulb went on and said, man, I incorporate that into my singing career, as it was at that point in time. So I did, and I started doing that little thing in this song. And the next thing you know, I went out west to San Francisco Bay Area and played it out there. And I got a gig at a open mic night or some kind of thing. Next thing you know, they offer me a gig at that club. Next thing you know, they offer me a gig at the festival. You know, and it just kept going and on going by. Sooner or later, let me see, about 2007, a guy named Denzel Washington wanted me to do this in a movie. So, what Eric Burden say? A Hollywood movie. So, if you told me when I was 15 years old, I'd be doing this thing in a Hollywood movie. Anyway, this has gone out to Memphis, Tennessee, and Booker White, and some about it. A long plot to change my clothes. Woo! A couple more fun selections for you here. And please remember, if you like, you can buy a 45. If y'all didn't throw your turntables out back in 1990-something. I didn't.
back home. Won't be around here no more. No, won't be around.
To the Alvin Youngblood Heart Dancers. I brought them with me from the USA. But you guys didn't know that, did you? Just like on Soul Train, man. What? Happy little bit about going home to grandma's. Thank you guys very much for hanging out with me. It's nice to see you. This is my first stop on this trip to England. I got here this morning at 9 o'clock, so pretty damn cool day, man. Sing a song about going home to grandma.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.